Hello. Hope that you're enjoying this edition of the Sunday Hour. It is my pleasure to be able to spend a little time with you talking about the Word of God. We've been studying through Ephesians chapter 5, and as I prepared for today's lesson, I was reflecting back on my last few weeks here in my pastorate. You see, this last few weeks we've had what seemed like an inordinate number of deaths. We've had several people pass away, and in fact, in my church alone, we have done 2 funerals in the last 7 days. These particular times, a pastor is aware not only of trying to honor the lost, but also to help those that are grieving. And I thought, the world is dealing with a lot of mourning at this time. Maybe my little community is not alone. And I thought I would bring to you a little different message, one that perhaps will comfort you if you are grieving, or help you so that you might comfort others in their grief. I'm going to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. If we go back to John and we look at where Jesus and his disciples are called to go to Lazarus because Lazarus is sick, and Jesus talks about him being asleep, we see this same idea that in death, Jesus felt that Lazarus was not gone, he hadn't perished, but was just asleep. And in that sleep of death, he would be awakened and he would come forth out of the tomb. We see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, this same idea expressed. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed. We want to inform you about the sleep of death. Why? So that you don't grieve like the rest of mankind who has no hope. That we don't look at death as the end of life, but we see death as a transitional time. We don't like it, but that's because it is a punishment for sin. When God created Adam, he had not intended to bring death into the garden, but because of the fall of Adam, sin and death were tied together. However, Jesus Christ has paid the price for our sin, and we will not suffer death in any permanent way. Instead, death will be a transition. It will be a sleep. And it says, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. When we are with our Lord, we will be in a resurrected state. How that happens, when it happens, we could speculate theologically. Various verses where Jesus tells one of the thieves on the cross, you will be with me today in paradise. Or we can use other verses to compose ideas of what we think happens when we leave this earth. Either way, what we know and what we are told plainly is that we can have hope in Christ, because for us, death will be like a sleep, and when we awake, we will be with Jesus. If you've lost someone, if you're grieving, if you're hurting, understand, grief has to run its course. We have to mourn. We have to go through the stages. But read the Word of God. In particular, look at these verses in Thessalonians chapter 4, because they will be an encouragement to you that while death may look permanent from the outside, from the inside, it is our opportunity to join with Jesus in the reality of his resurrection and the reality of our eternal life. Father, I just pray that for those that are listening to our program today and grieving, that you would give them comfort. I pray that you would give them hope. I pray that you would renew hope and refill lives with a sense of purpose, not loss, and a sense of hope, not despair. And that you would do this through the relationship of Jesus Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you.